Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast, and of course there's nooks and crannies in between. The big buzz is over the chicken, and we're going to get to that in a second. Still, you know, Chick-fil-A, but politically speaking, it's about not the chicken, but it's about tax cuts and what's going to happen when the Bush tax cuts expire at the end of December. It's been an interesting tug of war, to say the least. It seems like we've been covering this forever. It's kind of like when I covered the Cowboys season after their last Super Bowl. It was the season that went on forever. And talk about something that goes on forever, since I'm kind of making a wild analogy here. We have the Washington Redskins' biggest fan with us, Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News. Jeff, it could be a very long season for you.
Oh, my. Well, yeah, I know what it's like to cover long seasons, that's for sure. You tune out for a couple weeks, you tune back in, and, you know, the season still feels like it's going on for an eternity. That's how it is being a Redskins fan, but that's how it is also being a Washington, D.C. political reporter. And the reason it feels like we keep talking about the same things over and over is because Congress has literally been debating the same issues for over and over. The Bush tax cuts, for instance, that we're talking about right now, I mean, these were obviously enacted in 2001 and 2003. They sunsetted in 2010. President Obama at the time said he didn't think it would be a good idea to extend the tax cuts, but he did anyway because he got a couple things in return from Republicans. He got the START treaty, he got Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and so he extended the tax cuts for 2 years, and that's where we're at right now. They're going to end at the end of this year, and the president has been campaigning heavily on the need to retire the tax cuts for those making over $250,000, and that was something that he talked about this week in campaign stops in Ohio, and again today in Orlando, Florida, and Virginia. And he said, look, we can't afford to keep giving wealthy people, you know, folks he defines as wealthy, making $250,000 or more tax breaks. He said that if you end those, you know, it would net about $850 billion in revenue over the next decade. But Republicans have said, wait a minute, that's basically tantamount to a tax increase on small businesses. A lot of small business owners file taxes as individuals. And, you know, look, if you're making $250,000 in the state of New York or, you know, or some parts of California, more affluent areas of the country, you're not necessarily rich. You're paying your bills and you're okay, but you're not rich.
No.
And so even Democrats in the president's own party, Bob Menendez, Chuck Schumer, Claire McCaskill, have said maybe we should rethink this thing. And that's why it hasn't gotten anywhere in Congress. That Senate and House have both voted on the tax cuts. The Republicans have a different plan than the Democrats. Republicans want to extend the whole array of tax cuts, and that's why it hasn't gone anywhere yet. And the president's going to talk about this tomorrow morning, Kate. He's going to hold a press conference at the White House, and he's going to say again, Congress should pass my plan, but it's going to fall on deaf ears. And Congress is leaving town tomorrow. They're going to be on break for the next 5 weeks. And when they come back in September, you know, it still remains to be seen whether they're going to have really an appetite to come together and compromise on something before the election.
I agree with you. I think it's going to be hard for them to do that. And I'm picturing that this is another Band-Aid. Maybe there's going to be some kind of deal, but it'll be in December, at the end of December. So it's that same maneuvering, like you said, that we keep going over and over and over again. So Mitt Romney, while the president is pushing, hey, the people that are making over 250 have to help bring down these deficits, and I'm not going to budge on this, Mitt Romney is saying the opposite thing, and that's what he's really anchoring some of his speeches on, of course, the economy, so it falls right into there. What's your take, and what's the reaction on the Republican side of things in D.C. to Romney's point of view?
Well, I think Republicans, particularly the Tea Party Republicans, the more fiscally conservative Republicans, are in favor of Romney's tax plan, which would be basically a 20% across-the-board tax cut, simplifying the tax code, closing certain deductions and tax expenditures, you know, the mortgage interest deduction, things like that, that wealthy people enjoy. Not necessarily eliminating mortgage interest deductions for folks, you know, like you and me, but, you know, folks in the top 2%. And that's what Romney's banking on in terms of lowering the deficit, broadening the tax base, and getting more money in the pockets of taxpayers. President Obama, meanwhile, says that studies show that Romney's plan would actually force the middle class to pay more, because some of, you know, ending some of those tax loopholes would actually trickle down and affect the middle class. So there are a ton of different studies out there. You know, John Boehner today put out a memo saying that there's 88 different economists who think the GOP tax plan is the right medicine for the country. And then President Obama, meanwhile, has this array of studies put out by these groups and former economists and under his administration showing the opposite. So it's like, who do you believe at this point? There's a lot of literature out there, and both of these, you know, both parties are using it for politics and to get an upper hand as we get closer to the election.
Yeah, no kidding. So getting ready for this whole big recess thing, what is it like when you cover D.C.? Is it like a ghost town when everyone leaves?
Normally it is, but I will say this. First of all, that you have an election. It's an election year, so there's obviously going to be, a lot of campaign stuff going on and a lot of things like that to cover in the news. And Virginia is a swing state this year, so I'm sure we'll be covering the candidates as they trek through and campaign through Virginia. But also, you know, this is interesting, Kate. The House today voted on a resolution to adjourn. They do this every summer before the August recess, and every summer it passes unanimously. Well, not almost unanimously, near unanimously. Today, however, it failed. The vote actually failed. Democrats in unison voted against it. 78 Republicans in the House also voted against it, sort of to save face with voters who don't think they've done enough. And what that means is that the House is actually going to be in session 1 or 2 days a week in August. Now, they won't actually be, you know, debating on legislation and voting, but they'll be holding pro forma sessions where they get local lawmakers from Virginia, Maryland, or D.C. to come bang the gavel and stuff like that. So it doesn't really mean a whole lot in terms of substance, but it is interesting. It's just a symbolic gesture to voters who are fed up with Congress doing nothing and who don't believe that Congress should get a 5-week vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. So in the face of their constituents, at least that's what they're trying to show for sure. The thing that I mentioned at the top, the Chick-fil-A deal, everybody knows by now what that's about. We talked about it, of course, on America Tonight. We've been talking about it. And for me, it's a freedom of speech thing. You and I talked off the air and you're pretty much in the same, have the same feelings that I have. But what's the buzz in Washington, if any? Are any of the politicians doing anything with the Chick-fil-A controversy?
You know, I've seen a couple, Kate, and most of them have been Republicans. Lindsey Graham the other day tweeted a bunch of photos that he took after eating at a Chick-fil-A, saying, you know, he stands in support with Chick-fil-A ownership. The Heritage Foundation, which, of course, is a conservative think tank widely known in Washington, they're our neighbors. They're right next to us in terms of buildings. And they had a huge luncheon with they ordered a ton of Chick-fil-A. And so there have been a bunch of gestures from the right, you know, to sort of show solidarity for Chick-fil-A. Now, it's interesting. Democrats, from what I've seen, have been pretty silent in Washington on the whole Chick-fil-A scandal, if you want to call it that. And usually that means when a party is just absolutely silent, has nothing to say, it usually means that they know it's a losing issue for them. They're not gonna pick a fight with it because they don't think it's worth getting into it. And also the media, at least, you know, from what I've seen, the liberal media, and I follow, you know, liberals and conservatives on Twitter and, you know, in the daily emails that I get, the liberal journalists that I follow have really been silent on Chick-fil-A. Some of them have said, you know, this is a stupid story. We shouldn't be talking about it. There's more important issues. And to me, that means that they know that it's sort of a, you know, it was a dumb thing to start a controversy over in terms of what Rahm Emanuel said and what the Boston mayor said.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Holtzman, TRN, we got to fly. Thanks, man. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
America tonight, Gabby Douglas wins gold for the USA in the gymnastics all around out of London. The kissing at Chick-fil-A, would you believe? And the company, by the way, won't release the amount of profits that soared because of the lines around the block at Chick-fil-A and through the drive-thru and all of that. But they do say that there was massive increases in the traffic, plus 96 days till the election. Do you believe it? Just 96 days. Seems like nothing. I think there was a book that I read one time, something called 100 Days to Changing Your Life. Well, we're underneath that 100 bar mark, and ultimately, we got lots of ground to cover without a doubt. Plus, as you heard Jeff Holtzman talking there, it's break time for those in D.C., and with the recess, what does that mean? What ultimately will be left on the table? We'll talk about that, too. Right now, though, very pleased to welcome in from my favorite places. You know I love the flyover states. Danetta Held, she's got a cleaning company. In fact, it's called Crisis Cleaning Company. And she does something that I find fascinating. Besides the normal, what she might call the normal routine, think of crime scenes and cleaning up after crime scenes. There was a movie about this called Sunshine Cleaning that Amy Adams was in, and I thought it was fascinating. And I've talked to officers about how tough it is to get blood stains and all the other kinds of things that you find that are left behind from crime scenes. Often it takes forever to seemingly get some of these tough stains out. So Danetta joins us now. Maybe she could come to my house and help me. I don't know. Hey, Danetta, thanks for hanging late with us here on America Tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, first of all, crime scenes. You got to tell us this right at the top. Is it the first crime scene that you ever went to clean up after? Because you realized somebody was killed there or something happened drug-wise or whatever. Were you a little jittery? Because that's how it was in the movie.
Well, really how I psyched myself up on the very first crime scene I went in is I imagined in my head, I psyched myself out that it was just ketchup on the wall.
Oh, ketchup on the wall. Oh, the image. And how long did it take to clean up that crime scene?
Oh, it took several hours. And it was a situation where it was a husband in the process of trying to murder his wife. So the police had even threw tear gas into the house. So we even had to deal with that kind of odor issue as well as the death scene.
Yeah. So I would imagine as Paula Deen is to Southern cooking, you are to cleaning up some tough, tough stains because you've probably had to come up with creative ways and cocktails, things that you put together that you know will get certain things out. What's the toughest thing to get out of, like, let's say, a carpet?
Well, generally with blood or body fluids, carpeting, we in the area where most of it is saturated, we're required by OSHA regulations to actually tear that out and dispose of it. We're not allowed to even try to clean it.
Oh, so boom, that's how you get rid of it. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, exactly.
You ditch it.
Dispose of it, except we wear suits unlike sunshine cleaners.
Oh, I don't blame you for wearing suits. So what happens? You get a call from the family or you get a call from the police? I would imagine that they have to have your number on speed dial. So who is it that often calls you for the cleanups with the crime scenes and whatnot?
It varies kind of 50-50. Sometimes it'll be a family member, depending on the situation. Sometimes the police officer will kind of give us a call and a heads up, and because depending on, you know, who was deceased in the family, who's able to make the phone call.
Did you ever have any interaction with family members? Because I think that'd be tough, boy, if they're really sad and you come in and you're trying to be consoling, I would assume. I don't know. What's an interaction? That has to be a little awkward. What's that kind of an interaction like?
Yeah, it really is. Sometimes some of them won't even be anywhere near the property. They'll meet you at the outside, and, of course, they won't go in or anything, and we kind of prefer it that way. And then you'll have some that, you know, will just sit out the other side. If it's in a particular room, they'll be sitting out in the other room, and then you're hearing all the stories, and you're hearing sobs. And so it varies from one extreme to the other.
So obviously you were pretty good at this cleaning thing. You have a company going. How did you know you were in the right lane? Did I talk to all kinds of people that just know that, boom, this is what I like doing, or I'm making pretty good money at it, or I can make a decent living, I've got family, I have this, I have that. How'd you know this was the right lane for you?
Well, we were already into a family construction business when we were doing fire, wind, and water damage and mold remediation. And in the process of taking classes, they were offering classes as well in death and crime scene. And I thought, well, we're already cleaning up all the other, you know, catastrophes. So, you know, somebody's got to do the death scene. I had never seen, because the movie hadn't came out at that time, but I just thought that's just another service that we can add to the community, especially in our area of Indiana.
Yeah. How many crime scenes do you think you average a year?
We probably average about, it varies. Some months you'll be lower, two or three, and then some months it'll be, you know, 10 or 12.
Ooh, some months 10 or 12. So you're busy. You're racking up you're putting the hours into the company. Is that sweat equity?
Yeah.
I hope it's more than sweat equity.
Yeah, because those are usually your emergency calls, the ones who they've got to hurry up and maybe they're trying to get in and get an insurance policy, or they're wanting to get the place cleaned up so they can get some clothes for the, you know, for the funeral. So it's one of those things that they can't wait. They need it cleaned and clean now.
So you're kind of like me. You're kind of like a journalist or a talk show host. You're just on call all the time, your whole life, right?
Yeah, exactly, especially on the death scene, yes.
Do you ever take vacation, right, and you can put the beeper away?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes. Listen, I know you're in Florida, but can you get back here? We have this horrible scene. We'll pay you double. Can you just get on a plane, please? Do something. Interesting stuff. And we would be remiss not to ask you this, seriously, because we have a lot of guys that listen to us that are slovenly men, I hate to say. They spill things here and there. What's the best, because you're the queen of being able to remove things, what's the best thing that you can use on a carpet if you have a really tough stain? Even though with crime scenes you're cutting the carpet out, what can we mere mortals use to clean up?
Oh, wow. Because, see, we use commercial cleaners. We actually use a decontamination product. It's actually called Easy Decon that we use on most of our crime scenes and any kind of difficult stains. So I really don't know as far as something you can just go buy over the counter.
Easy Decon. So yeah. We have to know you. We have to call you and get some Easy Decon. That's the only way I can remove those stains.
Yep, call us. We'll sell you a product, Easy Decon.
Listen, I'm so serious about this, Janetta. One time in an apartment, my dog cost me $500 because, stupidly, I gave him a tiny bit of red licorice, and it didn't agree with him, and I could not get that stain out.
Wow. Well, this Easy Decon would have done it. It's great on pet urine odor, too, in carpet and some floors.
Too bad I hadn't interviewed you by then. Well, you were a delight to talk to, absolutely, without a doubt. Are you like a huge crime watcher when it comes to fantasy crimes, so like CSI and all that stuff? Do you watch those kind of shows when you have time?
I never hardly have time because I'm out there. Plus, we do meth labs, and that's been a booming business. I mean, doing meth lab testing and cleaning is really becoming such a growing epidemic. So we're busy doing that as well.
Meth labs. Is that a rough cleanup? I would imagine that's messy.
Oh, yeah, definitely, because you're dealing with the hazardous chemicals that those people who think they're chemists are in there cooking and making and smoking in the property.
Yeah. And so do you remember the first meth lab you cleaned up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly. You never forget your first one.
I like that. You never forget your first. There's a joke in there. Janetta, you were a delight. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. All right, so can you imagine, we've talked to all kinds of people from all sorts of walks of life, and cleaning up meth labs and crime scenes, and it is just like that movie, Sunshine Cleaning. If you haven't seen it, it's a clever movie. And in desperation, in the case of the movie, she ends up doing it but really likes it. But at first, there's kind of that awkwardness, like I was asking Janetta about, when you make that transition the first time you actually go to a crime scene. So fascinating stuff. Now, if we can only get our hands on that Easy Decon, wouldn't that be great? So that's like DEFCON for getting stains out. I was so serious about that licorice thing, too. I learned my lesson, because why was I giving the dog even a tiny piece of licorice? Of course, what do I think is going to happen there? And I had everything else was just spotless clean. It was great, but I could not for the life of me get that stain out, although I wouldn't profess to be a great cleaner. Coming up on the flip side, lots of odds and ends to jump to, including Olympic gold. You don't want to miss it. Hang through.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Americans on a very big day at the Olympics. A lot of golds, a lot of medals. It was just a terrific day. Now, this continues to be the problem, though, for most people. If you want to come home after a busy day, or you want to wake up before you go to work, if you're, let's say, on the third shift and you feel like taking in a little bit of the Olympics, you have spoilers all around you. It's like crazy alarms going off because your local news talks about it. If you hit anything on the internet, you'll see something about it. I mean, it's almost virtually impossible if you're connected at all to anything to not know what's happened in the Olympics before you see them at night. I've tried very hard to not know what has happened and figure out ways to block just Olympic things out if I was going to actually watch some of it. So I thought I had rigged the game perfectly earlier in the day, and some of you can relate to this. The at some point in the day, my husband, who was around, said to me, "Oh, wow, Gabby Douglas, she takes gold, your girl, Gabby Douglas." I was like, "Wow, thanks, spoiler, you big spoiler." So I knew all the details of that, and then forgets hours later, "Oh, Michael Phelps beats Ryan Lochte in the pool, so he wins another medal, and it's his 20th. Are you kidding me? Typical male, he forgets. So I already knew what happened. And so I watched. I did watch so we could kind of talk about it a little bit since we have this Olympic medal challenge, how many medals the U.S. has versus everybody else and the golds and the bronze and the silver and all that by the time it's all wrapped up. But I have to say that I was not expecting to know the results. It was a big day, certainly, for Gabby Douglas. Just an amazing day for her, really, as she wins the all-around gold in Olympics, in gymnastics, and this, she's a good gymnast, and she made the team, and her family sacrificed mega. It's the same stories that you hear over and over again, but I don't know that she was expected to win the all-around. The Russian girl was heavily favored. And she is now, I mean, this is the biggest night of her very young life. This is huge for her to have out-dueled all of those athletes and to come through the way she did on several of the events. You know, the whole gymnastics thing, I think I said this, I was never a gymnast. We had it in school for one brief period, and I hated it. I wasn't flying over a horse or jumping on rings, so forget it. I'm sure some of you can relate to that. You know, when you had PE and you had to do whatever it was, and one of the things sometimes was gymnastics, so I didn't even want anything to do with it. But watching it's a different thing, and it is just incredible the amount of time that goes in to and the amount of sacrifice these families make for their kids to be able to do what they, you know, to compete, and then eventually, if they're lucky, get to the Olympics. And she was just absolutely amazing. She rocked the house without a doubt. People were tweeting and talking about her all the way through. You know, once she had gotten off of her floor routine, it was just a matter of waiting. It's very strange. It's that scoreboard watching thing that we understand as football fans doing, but it's just like the same way in gymnastics. You're watching to see if the other competitor, who was the Russian, was gonna knock her off and didn't. So a difficult routine. She ends up winning. She becomes the third straight American to win the all-around title in gymnastics. And she wasn't the only winner. I mentioned this already. Michael Phelps wins in the pool, so he's got 20 medals. That was huge. You had two other swimmers in Sony and Clary who also won gold medals. So it was a very, very big day for our Olympic athletes. At the tail end of the hour, I'll give you some more juice on that, some more of the details. But let's get back to Washington and away from London for a second and talk about what's happening in politics. 96 days until the election, the battle for the White House. There's a cover story on Time magazine, and this is interesting. It says, "The battle to buy the White House," and talking about how much money is spent that goes into ads. That's part of the war chest, because that's the whole idea. Why do you have to raise so much money? Because you have to be able to battle, and the battle, the war on airtime is the key number that the Democrats and the Republicans are looking for. How many ads and how many key swing states can they possibly pump out? And they can only do that if they have enough money in the coffers. There was a story that came out about a year ago that said the Democrats were looking at $1 billion. We had Ellen Ratner on the show, big-time liberal Democrat who's covered politics Forever and a Day in D.C., and she said the Democrats are unorganized. And this is part of the problem. They don't have enough people on the ground. They're struggling with the convention, but they're not struggling as much when it comes to raising money. Romney, I still think, in the end, will have the Republicans and Romney will have raised more money, believe it or not, but they're going to be neck and neck. Just as many Goldman Sachs people are going to $35,000 plate dinners with Barack Obama as some of the financial people who are hooking up with Mitt Romney. That's where, when we've talked about endorsements, like, who cares if Donald Trump is endorsing you? Who cares if XYZ celebrity is endorsing you? The only desired result, I think, with the endorsement thing is because you have to make so much money, you have to raise so much money, that what you need is key people who know the right people to be able to do that. And Romney has plenty of those people in his corner now, and certainly Barack Obama does. That's why he took his two people in the White House, David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs, went to Chicago a year ago so they could work on fundraisers, so they could work with the Democratic Party and come up with fundraisers and things that the president could do and strategies and all that stuff. And the president said that he wants Florida as a birthday present because Florida is a key state. Florida, Ohio, certainly Pennsylvania would be thrown into that mix. And the economics of what's going on in this country is still absolutely the number one battling item agenda across the board, whatever stop the president's at, wherever Mitt Romney is. This is what they're talking about. There's a poll that just came out that says there's a 6-point lead in Florida. The president has a 6-point lead. So he was in Orlando. He was in the suburb, a wealthy suburb called Winter Park, and he was there making a speech, and he was talking about what a great winning Florida would be, just a great birthday present. His wish would have something to do with the electoral votes, and then the crowd sang happy birthday, and he was in a gymnasium at a college just outside of Orlando, and that Orlando especially is one of the toughest counties. That whole area is a huge battleground area. So you can believe that Mitt Romney's going to stump there, too, and spend a ton of time. And the conversation partially is going to be over this tax policy stuff and what to do. So as the president is getting a 6-point bounce and talking to the sunshine-filled people in Orlando, this nonpartisan Tax Policy Institute comes out with a report that says that Mitt Romney's tax proposals would result in a net tax increase of $2,000 for middle-class wage earners. So that was another thing the Prez could use. He said he's asking you to pay more so some people can pay less, and he focused on just hitting Romney on all the economic issues. But the Romney campaign says the study is wrong, saying that one of the authors used to work, guess what? Are you surprised? In the Obama administration, while another expressed support for the president's tax policies in the last couple of months. Well, we're nonpartisan, except for we used to work for the guy, and oh yeah, I really like his tax policies. Okay. Bottom line, what you need to know is right now, look at your paychecks. I said this on our last show. I bet to the penny. I'm just betting. This is a smart crew. You know exactly what's in your paycheck. You know exactly. Like, you're not rounding up or rounding down. You know the number. And that number is going to dramatically change come December, because unless, as I said at the beginning, they pull an 11th hour deal, come up with something right before the end of the year, what happens is we dive off that cliff holding hands or not holding hands, but losing some money in a check that ultimately will affect the economy, which ultimately, based on some other things that will kick in, push us deeper into a recession. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to fill in some more blanks.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Get past the beef, get past the hip man. Sober people don't give a shit about.
So if you have a Facebook account, I'm sure somebody on your Facebook posted a shot of them at Chick-fil-A. Lots of lines, especially in the South and in the Southeast, because a lot of the Chick-fil-A restaurants are there. There's over 1,600 of them. We know the controversy. We've already talked about that. As we head for the exits here with me, Kate Delaney, and this final half mile, if you will, of this hour of America tonight. A couple of things about the Chick-fil-A support. There were a lot of supporters. The restaurant chain won't say how much of a bounce they got, but it's definitely in the millions. It became a brilliant PR deal for them in the long run. But there were a few places where they protested, because you have the mayors of, like, Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, who said, get your restaurant out of here, pretty much. San Francisco saying the same thing. Boston, very vocal. Tom Menino, who's the who is the mayor there. The Chick-fil-A protests now are the next deal. So what has happened is there's petitions that are floating around, like in Atlanta. There's a petition called change.org, and that invites Chick-fil-A President Don Caffey to join her family, including her wife and their two children, for dinner. She says she wants them to get a firsthand look at how their life is very normal, that kind of thing. But there is also, after this Chick-fil-A record-setting frenzied sale day, after the Appreciation Day, there is what they're calling a kiss-in that's happening on a Friday. So the kiss-in is people, theoretically, I guess it doesn't have to be gay people, but there would be gay people that would do this, who will go to the restaurant and take a picture of themselves and post it on the internet, post it all over the place, of sharing a kiss. There was also this push to donate money. Instead of going to Chick-fil-A, take the $6-$7 and donate it to some kind of an LGBT group. And that supposedly happened. Herdin Graddick, who is the president of the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, said in a thing that he was quoted in the LA Times, that the people of Chick-fil-A, especially Kathy, need to get to know what the community is really like, but saying that there were many people who donated money. So this is interesting. It's definitely like politics in a different way, the us's and the them's. So Chick-fil-A has successfully polarized this issue, I think accidentally, because Kathy, in my opinion, wasn't trying to have this happen. He was talking to religious people in the Baptist religion, of which he is a Baptist, and just talking about traditional family values and that whole kind of thing. And then naturally it got out into the mainstream and things went a little different. So will it be any kind of a game-changing kiss-in, record-setting moment across the country in the opposite way with the Chick-fil-A photos and protests? The exact location, or the total amount of restaurants, is 1,615. The annual sales is over yearly, like last year was $4.1 billion. The company released, the VP of marketing released just a statement saying that they were grateful and humbled by the incredible turnout of loyal Chick-fil-A customers who showed up in droves coast to coast waiting in very long lines. So we'll see if it's the same thing with the, with the opposite thing going on in front of the restaurants, which I would assume it doesn't make any sense, because if you're doing a kiss-in thing, well, would you go in the restaurant and buy Chick-fil-A sandwiches? Because in a sense, that could only add more money to Chick-fil-A anyway, right? And here's the second time ever I have agreed with Mayor Bloomberg from New York. He said about the Chick-fil-A ban, he said it's not government's job. Thank you, Michael Bloomberg. He's absolutely right. It has nothing to do with, forget it. There's no way you can, and they can, but there's no way you should get involved in this if you are running a city, a big city in this country. It's a waste of time. There's so many other problems. So let's move from Chick-fil-A to the medal count. I said I would give you some more juice on what happened in the Olympics, because we have people like Rick in Illinois who's sure that it's only going to be 92 medals at the end of this thing. I said 108 medals. I'm starting to look real good on my guess. United States now has 37 medals. You ready for this? China, 34. Woohoo! USA! USA! Yeah. I love that enthusiastic crowd. Love it. Come on. Come on. Bring it on. That's like Gabby Douglas when she was doing her wave, like the Queen's wave. So U.S., 18 golds. China, 18 golds are tied there. U.S. has 9 silvers, 10 bronze, 37, like I said, the total. China has also 11 silver and 5 bronze. That comes up to 34. And behind China and the U.S. in third place right now, Japan with 19 medals. They only have 2 golds, but they have 19 overall. Germany after that, and then Russia. That's your top 5. And Russia and Germany are both tied at 17. But we still have a long way to go in the Olympics. Remember, they're 17 days long. I mentioned Gabby Douglas and how huge that was and the big win, and it was very exciting and good for her with all the sacrifice and all the nonsense that goes into, because I think it is a lot of nonsense, the amount of hours these young girls have to kill themselves putting in. That's what the nonsensical part is, because so tough, so tough. The big story is sort of heading into the Olympics, I think, was Michael Phelps, because he was saying, this is it for me, I'm not coming back. This is my last Olympics. And sure enough, the guy is like money in the bank. He has 20 medals, and he won in the 200-meter medley, and just, I mean, once again, gets that amazing stroke that he has, gets ahead of the rest of the crowd in the pool by enough, and claims another gold. That's an incredible thing to have 20 Olympic medals. I remember I saw a story that Anderson Cooper did on him, and he said, can I see your medals? And it was like they were tucked in his shoe. It was crazy. Because, you know, this whole swimming machine, much like gymnastics, so much goes into it, and the focus is completely different. So for all the people that were attacking Michael Phelps and saying he wasn't going to do it, ha-ha, he gets the last laugh. And he knocked out, you know, he got by Ryan Lochte, who had won round one against Phelps in the 400-meter individual medley on Saturday, and he wins it, and how huge is that? Rebecca Soni, I mentioned her name just briefly. She set a world record-winning gold, and this kid is nonplussed, too, when she gets out of the pool, just very kind of smiling, but very matter-of-fact, a little bit of excitement. It's amazing what some of these U.S. swimmers have done. And same thing, not being part of a swimming machine family, you realize, wow, how much time they spend in the pool and all the things that they go through to turn around and compete in one event and then have to do it again. Have to get back out there, whip around and jump in the pool. Not an easy thing to do at these different distances, but boy, we're showing that we can do it for sure. The U.S. 108 could be looking good. Maybe 108's not going to be enough, frankly. Keeping you up to date on the Olympics and politics, vacation time in D.C. 5 weeks. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.